Wolf in the City 1. The wolves are returning. They're adapting, eating garbage, rodents, household pets. And they are evolving, tougher, meaner, smaller. Spotted in Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C., coyotes are moving to the cities. I saw one by the cliffs over the Potomac River. From those cliffs, the lights of Washington swim below in between the Potomac and Anacostia rivers. Coyotes stood there, staring unblinkingly at the Capitol. I haven't always been a bum. I had a life down there before my 8-story fall, and an office on Embassy Row. She, my last client, Miss Teal, finally found an occasion to introduce her current husband, Congressman Balustrade from Wyoming. He was a busy man, so I waited for him on the balcony of the Kennedy Center, watching the sun set through the high arches of Key Bridge. Maybe he did have only these few minutes to spare during the intermission of the symphony. He was, after all, a very busy man. "You're slipping, darling," came a voice from behind me. "You asked me to meet your lawyer, and I expect another young Chippendale, not a man almost as old as I." I was taken aback. The questions I'd been preparing all afternoon leaked my mind. He looked me up and down, then turned and scratched his finely crafted wooden crutches all his way back to the bar. "Oh, the death threats," Mrs. Teal cursed. "They make him so snappy. Take me home, Riley. I tire of the symphony." In my car, she showed me the pictures on her cell phone. "All butterflies," she explained. "Thousands of beautiful butterflies. I'm obsessed. I take after my mother, you know. She collects them outside my village in Brazil. But I just take pictures and leave the poor creatures alone, you know. You don't have any obsessions, do you, Mr. Riley?" I looked deep in her dark eyes and couldn't say a word. "Here," she continued, "I'm putting your name in my phone. I'll call you. But your business card only says D. Riley. What does the D stand for? I can't call you by only your last name forever. Won't you tell me?"
"Just Riley," I said. "No one ever uses my first name."
"Well then, Mr. D. Riley," she laughed at me. "Yes, this is the house. Leave me here. I will call you again soon."
The sun had not risen before she called me again. Her husband was dead. According to police reports, blood matching the congressman stains the bed, the floor, and the bathroom. However, his body could not be found. They dragged the Potomac and Anacostia rivers, finding 9 rotting corpses, none of them the congressman's. The lead detective, Lieutenant Yorick, was an incompetent fool. Not more than an hour after arriving at the scene, he received a call and shut down the investigation. No questions for my client, no explanation of the call. He paced the crime scene, flipping a quarter high in the air, watching it fall to the floor. I heard the coyote again later that day. Clear my head from the bloody scene at the house, I went for a walk in the park. Washington has more parkland per square mile than any city in the country. The entire length of the Anacostia River is undeveloped forests, and cutting a swath through the middle of the city, Rock Creek Park extends from the Kennedy Center downtown by the Potomac River all the way to Maryland. It was here that I walked, in Rock Creek Park by Embassy Row. The trees were flowering. I thought of Miss Teal, how much she must need me. I would not let those wolves like Yorick harm her. I followed the howls deep into the park. The coyote was caught in a trap near a street lamp lit pathway. It was young, maybe 3 or 4 months old, but already had the instincts to gnaw off its own leg to escape.